The following presentation is brought to you from the supporters of the Church of the Sovereign God. Well, brethren, in many games we may have played as a child, or at the beginning of every race we ran to determine who could run faster from among all of our friends, we may have started the race by saying, "On your mark, get set, go!" Well, many schools and professional events still use this saying to tell their runners to prepare your stance, get ready for the sound of the bell or the starter's pistol, and then run with all of your might. Well, God's people are in a race today, and that race is for the kingdom of God. And are we ready to run this race? Each year with the Passover, we once again renew that commitment to follow through to finish the race that has been placed before us, that each one of us desires to run, and then we run with all of our might. And as we know, as runners train to run marathons, we're in training to be kings and priests and the literal family of God, becoming God's very own children. See, there's so much that we can obtain from God if we are willing to do it God's way, seeking it with full desire. I think we could all say that we probably do not know anyone that wants something so great and then is only willing to work halfway for it so they can receive all of its benefits. Most people dive into it to complete it so they can reap all those rewards. So a question we can ask, are we committed to God's way of life to finish in the race, living by God's word wholeheartedly? Well, today, brethren, I'd like to show you how we can look at this simple phrase, "On your mark, get set, and go," to see how this phrase can help us and guide us in a proper attitude and commitment to God, so we can be ready to take the Passover and recommit our promise in great respect. The first point, we must be on our mark. Our eyes, our heart, our entire being must be focused on God and His righteousness. We know that Satan is going to throw everything he can at us. He's going to try to get us to become discouraged in our life, to take our focus away from God, to try to place us into bondage, to where we become captive to his way of life once again. See, this is why the examining process is so important than ever, because it's the beginning of a brand new year of keeping God's feast days and rehearsing their meanings. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, in verse 21, paraphrasing, it says, "If a man therefore purge himself from the ways of the world, and setting his entire being on God, then he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, meeting the specification for the master's use, prepared for every good work." Well, keeping that in mind, turn with me to Colossians chapter 3. In the book of Colossians chapter 3, I'm picking up in verse 22. Colossians 3:22, it says, "Servants, obey in all things that are your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing the Lord. Whatsoever you do, work heartily, as unto the Lord and not unto men, knowing that from the Lord you shall receive the recompense of the inheritance you serve, the Lord Christ." See, our focus is to serve God in all things according to God's way of life and his understanding, not according to ours. See, we're to follow after righteousness, having the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, and etc., having faith in God and his way of life, so we can have a pure heart. And we meet with those, the church, the body, and we learn from each other, guiding and directing. See, we should have that desire to be around those in the body. We come to services. We worship together so we may be lifted up and be able to feed from one another, learning by their examples of how God has intervened in their lives. And through those lessons we hear, we can learn from them how to overcome obstacles in ours. Point number two is getting set. Examining ourselves for the Passover is an important process of repentance of sin in our life. See, we seek out sin, but it's the blood of Jesus Christ that removes it and washes us clean. It also helps us to examine ourselves to see if we're in the faith, comparing ourselves to the actions of the living words of God that we find in His Holy Bible. Let's turn to Luke chapter 14. In the book of Luke, Luke chapter 14, excuse me, verse 26 of Luke chapter 14, verse 26, it says, if any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and his children and his brother and sister, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. See, the context here is we're to put Christ above all things in our life, in our family, over all that we have, including ourselves. Because if Jesus is not Lord of all we have in our life, then he cannot be Lord of all in our life. As verse 27 says, and whosoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sits not down first and counts the cost whether he has sufficient to finish it? Lest haply after he hath laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, this man has begun to build and was not able to finish. Well, how many times can we say we're guilty of this in our physical life? Starting something but not following through to finish it. Now, can we look at that in our spiritual life? Are we slacking? Or are we following through wholeheartedly in the words of God and what He requires us to do? Question we can ask now is, do we claim that we follow God with all of our heart and do the things that He wants? And if we do, do our actions speak louder than what we actually claim we believe? See, if this is the case, then we are focused on our mark. But if our actions are different than what we believe, then we are not on our mark, and we haven't even began to get ready. Point number three, we go. Point three is to go. And we do it with all of our might. We run as fast as we can, learning all we can about God and what He has in store for us and what He has in store for the rest of the world. As Paul describes this way in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, we can turn there. We run so that we can receive the prize at the end of the race. Chapter and verse that we read quite regularly during this time period, 1 Corinthians chapter 9. And we pick up in verse 24. It says, know you not that they which run in a race all run, but one receives the prize. So run that you may obtain. And every man that strives for the mastery. Now here, mastery is to have the possession or the display of great skills or techniques. As others may say it, it's to have the upper hand in a contest or a competition to where they can claim superiority. And as it says, every man that strives for the mastery is temperate in all things. But as it says, they do it to obtain a corruptible crown. But we do it to obtain a incorruptible. And therefore, so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one who beats the air. And we run that we know what we are wanting. And we go where we know we are to go. So we know that we're hitting the target in the frame time that God has given us in our life. As Jesus Christ said in Luke chapter 9, verse 62, it says, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. So brethren, are we running for the prize that God has given us to obtain? That is the kingdom of God. Let's turn to Romans chapter 8. In Romans chapter 8, picking up in verse 14. Romans 8 verse 14 says, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, They are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs and heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that he may be also glorified together. See, if we complete the task God has given to each one of us to follow, we will have the opportunity of meeting Christ in the air at his return, receiving that crown of glory, becoming God's children forever. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, it says, Wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that has set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Well, brethren, in 2.5 weeks, we're going to be observing the Passover. Will we be ready and committed to take the Passover in the right frame of mind and attitude so we may please God, our Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given us all so much?
For more information or answers to your Bible questions, please contact the Church of the Sovereign God. Our website is www.cotsg.org. That's www.cotsg.org. Or you may write to us at Post Office Box 89111. That's Post Office Box 89111, Tampa, Florida 33689.